It sounds like maybe you might be able to create the bridge between the jackasses and old farts. Could you do that with this new song?
No doubt. I saw that article. I couldn't believe it.
Man. Did you see Ray Stevens? Yeah, Ray Stevens has chimed in.
Ray Price's comment. I don't know if you saw Ray Price.
He's the chief old fart and jackass now.
Right, exactly, exactly. I don't know where I fit. I guess I could be a little bit of both. I'm probably a little bit of an old fart and a jackass.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess we all of us classics have to be.
No doubt, I know it.
It's so fun.
You know, it's wild because the beautiful thing about country music is it did something in order to survive that rock and roll didn't do. You know, rock and roll music splintered off into so many different areas, you know, of heavy metal, of grunge, of classic this, you know, just so many different types of rock and roll music. And now we don't even use the term rock and roll that much anymore. But country music, you know, country music didn't do that. I mean, it's splintered a little bit. You know, we have our classics, obviously, and we have our mainstream. But if you listen to a country radio station, you know, long enough, there's going to be a little bit of something for everybody on there. It feels like to me, you know, you're going to have your pop country, but you're going to get your, you know, your classic country kind of feel. There's some guys, you know, Jamie Johnson, you know, has got a few things like that on there, and I just think that's been a smart thing for country radio to do, which is to kind of be a little bit more all-inclusive, you know, and still stay forging ahead. I mean, it's always going to get younger, and people are coming. When I came to Nashville, I was one of the young guns, you know, that was pushing the envelope. You know, we brought a lot of the Eagles influence to country music. Our generation did a lot of, you know, Garth brought the Billy Joel influence, and we even did an album, you know, a Common Threads album, tribute to the Eagles, because we kind of brought that flavor of country style to the format, and now that's considered classic country today. So it always moves forward, and you know, that's just but hopefully they'll always be reaching back and looking back at the people that, you know, that forged this, you know, this path for us. And thank God for classic stations like you to remind us where the good music comes from, because when we lose our way, and we do lose our way sometimes, a lot of times, you know, it's great to have stations like yours bring us back.
And if I dare brag, KIIC, we are loved, and we love our listeners back. We have listeners of all ages. Classic country music is still alive and well, and we're playing, you know, when you go back even into the late 90s, it's been around long enough to even call some of that classic at this point, but we can still have Ray Price, we can still have Garth Brooks, and you've always been there. Billy Dean, you've always been there. So
thank you. I'm very proud to be a part of that graduating class. I really am.